Bruno Jacu met his first gorilla when he was 17.
That was Jerry. Jerry was a female baby gorilla. She was around 6 months old. She was traumatized because, you know, she witnessed her parent being killed. You can't leave them for the first three months. I was in a room with her, so they have to bring me food. I couldn't leave the room. It was just like a part of something special, part of a journey, you know. I knew that she needed me, so I was there for her.
In a sanctuary deep in the Cameroonian forest, Bruno became the carer of 6 orphaned gorillas, their parents killed for the bushmeat trade. And there, they became his family.
We share like 99.8% of the same gene, so the only thing that they can't talk. When they trust you, you become like the mom or like the dad, you know. They were like my baby. They have feeling. Everyone have their own personality, but pretty much same like children. You have good one and you have naughty one.
Then Leah, an Australian volunteer, arrived at the sanctuary.
Bruno was there caring for this group of 6 gorillas. And I remember walking up to see the gorillas and there was Bruno with these animals. And the interaction and it was like he was part of their family. Bruno came to see me one night and he bought a beer for us to share. And we literally sat under the stars with an English and French dictionary trying to communicate to each other. And I knew that night that he was a really special human.
She was the reason that I decided to learn a little more English, because I wanted to know more about her.
Local staff and volunteers weren't allowed to have relationships, so they kept it a secret, only reuniting in the UK when Bruno went to work briefly at the Bristol Zoo.
We literally just said to each other, I think I want to marry you. And that was it. We literally just decided then and there that that's what we wanted and we wanted to be together.
But the red tape took nearly a year. Bruno's visa documents were finalised only to be lost in a plane crash over Douala. It was before Skype, before smartphones, but they stayed in touch however they could.
Bruno could get out of the forest every second weekend and he would use his time in the forest to write his email to me in French. And he would literally sit and translate the whole thing word to word with the French-English dictionary I left for him. And then come to the cyber cafe and type it all out for me.
They got married just weeks after he landed in Sydney.
Black and white theme, because we were black and white. And yeah, Bruno wore a lovely white jacket and I wore a black wedding dress to symbolise our unity.
When they returned to Cameroon for their second wedding, the new management of the wildlife sanctuary refused Bruno permission to visit his gorillas. So together, the couple made a plan to sneak inside.
Which is that?
Just behind those trees. Okay, let's go. Here we go. My boy's gonna see his beloved babies.
Jasmine, look at Jasmine, come on.
And I call them by the name, it's the way I used to call them, and they come all the time and they see me, they have that happy sound that they make to let you know that they know you.
Are you ready?
These days mornings are a little different. Now they've created a family of their own, with son Neo and daughter Maya. This January, it's been 10 years since Bruno arrived in Sydney, and the kids have made hand-drawn cards.
True, Dad, it has been 10 years since you have came to Mum, and it has been an honour for you to be my dad for 8 years, and I like you playing soccer and more. Thank you, Dad.
I can see people look at us sometimes, and I'll think, what are they looking at? I don't think people look at us because they're looking at Bruno and our colour. I think they legitimately look at us and think, wow, I wonder how that happened.
Still, Bruno's had no trouble settling in.
In a weird way, it's been pretty easy. I make the friend with a group of guys from soccer that now they become like my family. Soccer connect people.
Since arriving in Australia, Bruno's worked at a warehouse, done night shifts delivering milk. Now he does online deliveries for Coles. And when he has time, he washes cars.
I would like to open my car detailing business one day. That would be, I love washing cars. I love when I wash someone's car, I say, oh, why, it looks like new. I would love to have that as a business.
He's like the animal and the baby whisperer, you know, like he's just got a thing with animals and people, and it's so unique to him.
When Leah and her mom picked me up from the airport, we stopped, on the way back, we stopped at Manly. And while we were there, we saw a dolphin. That was pretty special. So I thought that maybe I brought some luck with me.